New York State's Family Court is being sued. A lawsuit claims the system fails to ensure that non-custodial parents pay child support in a timely manner. WNYC's Beth Fertig reports the case is going to court today.
After her divorce in 2013, Liz Martinez was supposed to receive about $800 a month in child support from her ex-husband. But the 32-year-old mother of three says he never delivered.
I was constantly going back to court. And then he was saying he was trying to find a job because his GI Bill ran out. And then he didn't bring proof of that.
Martinez says she really needed the money. She had just lost her job.
Well, we got to one point where my kids couldn't even have a Christmas. I was backed up in my rent as well. I did have to swallow my pride, and I did stand on that welfare line because I refused to lose my apartment and I refused to end up in a shelter.
It took Martinez a year to collect about $3,500 in child support because family court kept adjourning the case. Her pro bono lawyer, Renee Kathawala, says she's still owed over $26,000. He's now co-counsel in a lawsuit with Sanctuary for Families. They're representing nine women, including Martinez, who struggled to collect child support.
Frankly, the class that I'm representing, they're parties who had cases for over 3 years, 2 years, year.
Kathawala claims these delays violate a state requirement that child support cases must be completed in 90 days. He says only 58% of non-custodial parents in arrears made payments in fiscal year 2016. The solution, he says, is to change the culture.
It's our belief that if the court, on a regular basis, processed these cases quickly, issued a remedy that said if you don't pay something meaningful, you'll be jailed, the culture of the court would change.
The threat of jail, he says, is the only thing that forced Martinez's ex-husband to finally pay something. The Office of Court Administration is seeking to dismiss the lawsuit. A spokesman says the plaintiffs are vastly overstating the scope of the problem. He also says backlogs are improving, but the plaintiffs want to see the data. Beth Fertig, WNYC News.